It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. God has been good to us this month and this year and in our entire lives. David was able to say, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging bread. Thank you for joining us today. At this time, my wife on Dream Gap will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for giving us another day of creation to be able to come and to hear your word. This morning, we pray for your spirit to teach us what we need to know, helping us to grow in grace, wisdom, giving us knowledge and understanding, and being able, most importantly, to share it with others. We ask that you will bless the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us, Lord, during these times to draw ever so close to you, for your coming is so, so soon. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time.
Amen. again, brothers and sisters, we're just taking a little break from our Daniel 11 study, just taking in some wonderful principles from the Word of God. We'll get back to it, brothers and sisters. But right now, we're going to talk about the lazy Christian, the lazy Christian. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much that Jesus was not lazy and that he worked so hard and did all he could and is doing all he can do to save us as he is our mediator in heaven. We pray that that example will reflect upon our lives, that we will be diligent and do all we can for our own salvation and the salvation of others. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The lazy Christian, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:29, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. What does it say? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches that we must be diligent in our business. That means we should be, well, let's look at it, brothers and sisters. Let's just look up diligent. What does diligent mean? Sometimes just looking it up helps to help us understand what we are to do. Constant in effort to accomplish something. Attentive and persistent in doing anything. We must be purposeful about being saved. Amen. Another one is done or pursued in a persevering attention. Friends, we can't be lazy as Christians because we are in the great controversy. We are the last generation of the great in the great controversy between good and evil. It is about to wrap up this controversy between Christ and Satan, and we are the final people, brothers and sisters, to represent Christ to the world, to have God's character in our lives, written in our forehead so that it's reflected in our lives, so the devil will be proven to be a liar. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 43, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen. We are the witnesses that testify of God's goodness through our lives. Therefore, we can't be lazy. We've got to be diligent and persevering and purposeful about our salvation. Notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. You see, some of us, if there's somebody watching us, yeah, we'll be diligent. If somebody's gonna write it down, then we'll be, you know, better at it. If we know somebody's watching. Some of the employers had a hard time with allowing employees to work from home because nobody would be there to watch them. That was the problem, they thought. Actually, friends, we need to understand that we need to be diligent when nobody's watching because Jesus is watching. Angels are watching. The Holy Spirit is watching. The whole universe outside of this earth is watching. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. You see, they're not out there begging. They're out there doing what they can do. There's nothing wrong with needing some help when you need help, but it's nothing wrong with asking. But the ant goes out and does what it can do, providing for itself. So we should really not be inclined to do a lot of asking when we can go out and do for ourselves. It says, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Oh, my brothers and sisters, God, a lot of times we don't have what we want because God's not there. He doesn't have anything to work with. You see, God works on the principle of multiplication. He will multiply blessings to us. We work on the plan of addition. God says, add to thy faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, so on and so forth. If God has no numbers to work with, guess what? He has an infinite amount of numbers on his side, but a million million times zero is still zero. If we don't give God something to multiply, the result is zero. And that's why many do not have what they are asking for, because they put nothing into it. They don't have any skin in the game, it is often said. And sometimes people just want to ride on the backs of others and not walk for themselves. And God cannot bless, because he can't bless nothing. He's got to bless something. Amen? The Bible tells us finally in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. I like that, friends, because decency, or decently, which reminds us of decency, is the spirit behind which you work. You see, you can get stuff done and you complain it all the time and angry. It's as though you never did it. Somebody's doing something for you, but they're complaining every step of the way. Your wife has to cook some food, but she's complaining all day long about what she's got to do for you. You don't even enjoy the food. Husband complaining about what they have to do on the honey-do list. And they get all mad because the wife wants them to do this, wants them to do that. She doesn't even appreciate it after it's done. If you're going to complain, you've got to do what you do decently, with decency, of the spirit in which we work. But then it's got to be right. Let's do it right. Let's put it in order. My brothers and sisters, God is a God of order. And a lot of times we think that having the spirit defies order. The spirit does not defy order, brothers and sisters. The spirit just gives you decency in order, but the spirit doesn't defy order. God wants things done right. Sometimes we think we can just do anything, any kind of way. If we're supposed to speak, we want to speak as long as we feel led by the spirit to speak, even though other people are supposed to speak too, and the church has to close so people who are diabetic can get their diabetic medication. No, but I'm full of the spirit. I'll end when I want to. That's not God, friends. Even the Lord has commissioned us, you know, people, and the world will tell you, after about 40 minutes, people, I don't care what kind of preaching you're doing. Maybe that's why the preachers are doing all that, yelling, because they're losing the people. Friends, 40 minutes is all you need to get a message to the people, and you don't need that long. That's the maximum amount of time. Help us, Lord, let all things be done decently and in order. I pray that this simple message of practical godliness was helpful to you. The Bible says, we should be diligent in our business. The Bible says we should not be sluggards. Watch the ant. They're diligent, providing for themselves. And everything we do should be done with decency and in order, my brothers and sisters. And that is what a Christian really is. Let's pray. Thank you, dear Father, for this wonderful practical godliness message. We ask for thy spirit to dwell with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, it's time now for us to transition to our wellness segment of the broadcast. Looking forward to coming back and hearing our dear sister Lenny speak to us on diseased blood. So that will be the next voice you'll hear after I introduce her after the torso song, Diseased Blood.
It may shock you to know his natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. In the home for the brave, in the land of the free. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved, are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved, you can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered, this is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Soso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
My brothers and sisters, we'll now hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, diseased blood.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Diseased blood. I have felt urged by the Spirit of God to set before several the fact that their suffering and ill health was caused by a disregard of the light given them upon health reform. I have shown them that their meat diet, which was supposed to be essential, was not necessary, and that as they were composed of what they ate, brain, bone, and muscle were in an unwholesome condition because they lived on the flesh of dead animals, and their blood was being corrupted by this improper diet, that the flesh which they ate was diseased, and their entire system was becoming gross and corrupted. Flesh meats will depreciate the blood. Cook meat with spices and eat it with rich cakes and pies, and you will have a bad quality of blood. The system is too heavily taxed in disposing of this kind of food. The mince pies and the pickles, which should never find a place in any human stomach, will give a miserable quality of blood. And a poor quality of food cooked in an improper manner and insufficient in quantity cannot make good blood. Flesh meats and rich food and an impoverished diet will produce the same results. Cancers, tumors, and all inflammatory diseases are largely caused by meat eating. From the light God has given me, the prevalence of cancer and tumors is largely due to gross living on dead flesh. What does good blood do? Good blood will supply the five needs of the cell. It will have plenty of oxygen, nutrition, and hydration. It will not have an overabundance of waste. It will have proper number of immune system defense cells. So that's why it's very important for us to cleanse and detoxify our bodies, because that helps get rid of the impurities and the waste and keep doing the live-free lifestyle so that we can keep our blood healthy. This morning's health segment is coming from Counsels on Diet and Foods, page 387 to 388, and Overcome Disease, The Refreshing Way, page 47. May God bless you as you move forward in keeping your blood from being diseased. Thank you, and God bless you today.
Amen, amen, and amen. It's time for sharing and caring. We're going to Facebook, and we're blessed to have Tanya from Michigan on the line, Sister Gloria from Virginia on the line. She says, good morning to all. Brother Brian from the country of Kenya in Africa saying good morning all. Brother Peyton from North Carolina and Sister Vicky from Georgia saying good morning everyone. On the call, we have representation from Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have one Delaware, two Delaware, three Delaware, and four Delaware. Is it all right to say that Delaware is well aware this morning? We have Missouri. We have Oklahoma. We have Iowa. We have South Carolina. And we have Georgia. Phone lines are open, brothers and sisters. My testimony is that we have completed the course material, the classes for the first holistic biblical wellness coach class of the Torso Biblical Wellness Institute, brothers and sisters. That was yesterday, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. A lot of people making a lot of sacrifices. We had approximately 100 students virtually on, and we thank God, and now we're looking forward to the rest. I will go ahead and let you know that we introduced to them a project that we're doing, and you, as our family, will need to check out that project too. It is under construction, but if you go to the homepage of our new website, it's called Torso. The address is torso.net, torso.net. Again, it's under construction, so all the links aren't quite working. The content is not all there, but the homepage will explain to you what we are doing. It will tell you about the Torso 12 foundations. It will tell you about the top 10, Torso top 10, which are our course offerings to help you learn, brothers and sisters, in a fraction of the time for a fraction of the cost. You will learn about Torso Flow, which is our learning system, and you'll see what God is doing, my brothers and sisters, and has done. It is the Lord's doing, the Bible says, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We take no credit. The work of inspiration is still the same today. God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. So when God inspires people to do something, that is the same kind of inspiration that worked in Bible time. And holy men of God spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. It's just that we don't claim that our inspiration doesn't have to be tested. The Bible has been proven to be right, and so it is the standard. But I believe if you check out torso.net, you'll see it's in accordance with the Bible plan to train people to heal and to teach in Jesus' name. All right, friends, phone lines are open. What is on your heart? We would love to talk with you. And if anyone is on Facebook and you have a comment or question, please feel free to share it. We also have Sister Salita out of Virginia saying good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
All right, is there anyone? Sister Lenny, please.
Yes. First of all, I thank God for the class. It just gave me so much to look forward to. I really, really appreciate the teachings of you and Sister Maria and everything. I just thank God for it. It was truly a blessed class. When I went to bed Friday night, I was awakened in the wee hours of the morning, hearing somebody calling me, and I could hear, Miss Lenny, and it woke me up, and I'm looking all around, and I'm like, I realized I was dreaming. And so I went back to sleep, and it's like I got on the same dream, because then I hear somebody else call me. It's two different voices. And I sat up and I said, when I realized who they were, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, okay, Lord. So I started praying for them. And as it got, you know, after the broadcast, I was impressed to call their mother. So I called and I said, I told them, I said, you know, I had a dream about your sons. And she said, really? And I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to tell you, it woke me up. And I said, and I'm just, you know, I just feel led to, I really need to pray more for them. I pray for the youth all the time. But when I feel like something's going on, I find myself praying harder for them. And so when she started telling me all the things that they were going through, my heart was saddened. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I started praying, and we had prayer. And I told her, I said, you know, I really believe that God wants me to really reach out to them more and really pray for them. So I'm going to be doing that. But last night, went to bed, awakened again, both of them again, calling me. And I told her, I said, you know, I don't know what is happening here, but I got to keep praying for them. So I'm going to reach out to them today, and I'm going to ask God, what am I supposed to do in their life? They were in my life a lot at church. You know, it was on the youth usher team, and they sang with the choir that I had. And I'm just, at this point, I know I'm supposed to pray for them, but I feel like it's more than I need to do. So I'm just going to ask God to show me what to do in their life, because I haven't left their life. So I just ask that you pray for me as I reach out to them so that I can help them like I'm supposed to. And I know it will give God the glory. I know that. So thank you so much for listening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. We will join you in praying for these young men. And we're going now to Sister Leilani at this time. Sister Leilani, good morning.
I really enjoyed the fast. I decided to just cut down to two meals. And it was so good that I've decided that I don't need three meals a day. I can just live on two meals a day. And but I still have a problem when I'm with other people and eating too much.
Okay.
And it came to my mind while I was in the fast, doing the fast, that the temperance is excessive eating of things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to just continue on with the two meals a day. Occasionally I'll have three meals a day, but I'm just really enjoying my new home. And yesterday, we stopped by to visit some people in the nursing home, and my daughter's in-laws, and there were so many people that I thought, well, I'll go down in the waiting area and just read for a while. And the nurse pushed a man out there, and he was just sitting looking out on the patio, and when I finished the chapter that I was reading, I thought, well, I should talk to him. And so I started a conversation, asked him how long he had been living there. And he told me 6 months. And as we talked, he was so happy to have somebody to talk to. You know, the people that care for him, they come in, they do what they need to do, and then they leave, and then he's just sitting there. And I thought, you know, I like to talk, and people get tired of listening to me talk sometimes. But I need to have my words count.
That's right.
And
amen.
So I'm just so happy that God has put me here and enlarged my territory. And I just feel like I have a ministry to people who are my age. So
amen.
I thank you for this training. It has really helped me a lot.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God for you, sister. Praise God for you. You keep witnessing. And, you know, you had recently come off of a longer juice fast. So for you to do two meals a day was a wonderful thing. And may God continue to bless you. All right. We're going to go to our next caller. I believe that's going to be Sister Desiree, I believe. Let's see. Yes. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, Pastor Fleming and Sister Marie and everybody. I want to say, too, that it was like, even though I falter, but I'm going to tell you, for all that I did do, I just thank God for it. And it's led me into, like, I'm missing it. And I say I'm continued to do, you know, to lessen up and to do more of. Lessen that which I shouldn't and do more of what I should. And, like, and water intake. And I just want to say that I am so, so thankful for Lenny sharing this ministry with me. It's been a blessing to my soul. I can't await the day that my sons can meet you guys. And I just thank God for, you know, what I have done, you know, with the died and the blessing it's been. And I want to thank Lenny, her ministry and how she did it with the ushering with the children and how, you know, they have such a respect for her. And my sons, especially, I know they do. So I just want to thank her for her insight, her wisdom, her friendship. And it was really wonderful. So, and thank her for sharing this ministry with me, because it's truly been a blessing to my soul. So that's all I want to say. This Thanksgiving, this is my favorite season. My favorite season of this year is really this my favorite season. So I just thank God for it so much for this. All right, y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to keep you in prayer and your sons as well. All right, we're going to go now to, we had Sister Wanda. I don't think she's on yet anymore. So we're going to go to our dear mother, Inintra Mother Harriet. Good morning, Mother Harriet.
Good morning, Pastor, Sister Maria, and everyone in the land. I thank God for life and for your ministry. I look forward to it every morning. But sometimes, once in a while, I do wake up a little late. Anyhow, I am asking for some advice to see if I can further help this friend who is really a brother in Christ. He is a returned soldier, and you know they always come back with some ailment or problem. Anyhow, this person is in their 70s, and they have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. It's not real bad, but they had a fall and hit one shoulder, the left shoulder, and now the fingers are being constricted. And this person is in a nursing home for about 3 weeks now, and we were there on Sabbath, and I want to go back today. Another brother is supposed to pick me up, and so I'm asking if there is anything you know that can help with that constriction of the fingers.
You know, so basically, how approximately, how old is the person?
About 75.
About 75?
Yeah.
Okay. I do know of a person who is getting help with the hydrogen who has Parkinson's. There are natural dopamine supplements that you can find, definitely the Live Free Lifestyle, so that's what comes to the top of my head at this present time. Hydrogen probably being the best remedy outside of a healthy lifestyle, Yeah, that's unfortunate, but the Lord is good. So that's what I would recommend at this present time. But even if they just start doing the healthy lifestyle, the body needs to make more dopamine, and it will make more dopamine when they're eating healthy and drinking plenty of water and those types of things.
As another fruit, the person is vegetarian, but you know they feed you anything in the nursing home.
I didn't hear the question, though. I heard you say they're vegetarian, and I know you said something about the food in the nursing home, which I know would not be good, the best.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I didn't hear the question.
So, lots of fruit would be helpful.
Oh, I see. Yeah, lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains. I mean, are they in the nursing home permanently or just as a rehabilitation?
Rehabilitation, but I don't know how long, you know, it would take.
Okay. Does that person have people at home to care for him or help him?
My dear brother, he lost his wife like 3 months ago.
Oh, my. So can he walk himself?
At present, he's using a walker.
Okay, with a walker. Okay. Well, let's pray that he be able to get out and then be able to eat better than what is normally provided. Of course, that the Lord will allow him to be able to have some help getting what he needs and the food that he needs. And that's our prayer. But we're going to pray for his total recovery. We want him to be well.
So, prayer is the key, and we're trying to do whatever we can to help him along. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Keep him in prayer, please.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you. And we're going to go to Sister Wanda at this time. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Amen. Good morning. Thanking the Lord for another day, for another morning. And the blessing to hear from you all. But I wanted to say thank you and Pastor Flemings and Sister Maria Flemings. Always, I am so touched by your ministry and especially, you know, the daily, because this is faithfulness, you know, to get up every morning, 7 days a week is faithfulness. And it's God bless you more and more and more. And the class, I just cannot continue to say just the fact that you take so much time with us, asking questions, detail. I marvel over that. And I just, that will be another part. Excuse me. I know I keep saying this about the pay for the class. You know, was really very inexpensive, you know, compared to the knowledge we received and, you know, just giving up of yourself unconditionally. It just touches my heart. And so I just pray more blessings upon you all. And I am that type of person that, Lord, please save me. Is what I'm asking. I want to be, I know that I am his servant. He has brought me a mighty long ways, and I'm so grateful. And we have to look to him and not ourselves. Because looking at ourselves, we that's where we get depressed and we fall. And so, but looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so I need help. He knows it. I've been, you know, asking for help. Get out of, okay, procrastination, and also I am the one that you're so busy with the cares of this world that, you know, sometimes those things can get choked off, the more important things choked out. I don't want that in my life. I want God to just continue to reconstruct me, and I need structure and order. Thank you for your message this morning. But I'm praying, asking for prayer for my test, because the 22nd is tomorrow. It makes no sense that I have not got it done. Yes, I work. I need to. I work from 7 to 6, And a lot of times I'm running after that, and in between it's just hard to find the time. But I'm asking God to please, within these next 2 days, you know, because since I can do it online, I haven't even started yet. So I'm asking y'all to help me pray that, you know, God will be pleased and help me. That I want to glorify him in everything. So, but the class, the everything, the daily morning, you know, devotions and time is so such a blessing. God bless. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sister. God's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, is there anyone else that has anything we'd like to share? We'd also like to welcome Sister Quincy out of Georgia for on the Facebook during our sharing and caring time. Thank you for joining us. You're welcome to be here. Yes, we just finished our course, brothers and sisters, and we're going to hear from Brother Walking John in just a moment. He just pretty sure that's who is on the call. I want to say that you know, I have heard from, I mailed our two friends in jail, friends of the ministry that are in jail, and I mailed them the letter to the judge. It was 24 pages. It is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord just gave the pen of inspiration as I wrote. And so they were really touched. I wanted you all to know that they've received it. They're just praying. It's in the Lord's hands. And that being done, and we got our school done, God woke me up in the wee hours of the morning. I was up at about 1 in the morning working on another case where a person is innocent. So, and the Spirit of the Lord gave inspiration there. So God wants us to help one another in practical ways, brothers and sisters, and God is really good. We're going to go to Walking John, our dear brother. Amen. Good morning, brother.
Oh, good morning, everybody. May the Lord bless everyone also. But the reason why I'm calling in, you know, I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Now I'm 77. But I still be walking a couple of miles a day. I go shopping and all that. But I remember the scripture said that he's the healer of all our diseases, and his banner over us is love. Now, I found out that there's no cure for Parkinson's. But Mama told me years ago, she said, because I've been healthy all my life, even up to my 70s, I'm still on the basketball court. But Mama told me, you just keep living and things will catch up with you. And to the lady that I just heard about had Parkinson's, just trust in the Lord and just praise him, because it's not easy about living. One day you're walking fast, just moving. I mean, really moving with celerity. And next thing you know, you take you about 10 minutes or better, or 15 minutes to get from the kitchen to the bathroom and all this. This is a minute. I never had this in my life, but I never gonna trust in the Lord. And the pills that the doctor gave me at the VA, a carbidopa, levodopa, I took them and it got worse. I just quit. And I took a driving test a couple of days ago, both hands on the wheels, and was shaking. I was happy about that. But we just have to trust in the Lord, and I hope the doctors would tell us the truth. If something is wrong and it's going to lead to something, tell us, you know, don't hold back. Because, you know, our lives are dependent on the truth of those doctors, through the Lord. But it's just not no fun. As they always say, when the rabbit got the gun, but doggone, this Parkinson is just something else. It's just unbelievable. I'm going to get up in here in a couple of hours and walk up to the store, Lord willing, come on back. But under my left foot, around the big toe, it's just painful. It's just painful. I don't understand that. So I solicit y'all's prayers. But the lady that called been diagnosed with Parkinson's, I'll pray for you also. But in the name of Jesus, and I'm still waiting to hear good news from those people that are incarcerated. In Jesus' name. So thank everybody, bless everybody, and I solicit all your prayers. But this Parkinson, no cure, the doctor told me. No cure? What do you mean? Are you telling me I'm going to die with this or whatever? But I just trust in the Lord, brother. We'll just leave it at that. You'll hear from me later on during the week. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. You're welcome, brother. You're welcome. Praise God. Yeah, God can cure any disease, brothers and sisters, and we just have to trust him and put our faith in him and do his will. And as we do, he will work, whether it's a miracle in harmony with natural law or defying natural law. God will bless us. So we want to encourage you to keep on the good fight of faith, doing all you can. We love you. We praise God for you. And I would simply say, I wrote some notes down. I know my wife, during our call, was ministering to someone. I don't know if she was able to catch all of them. So I got...
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
I came on at the very end of the call with Sister Desiree, so
okay.
I didn't hear anything prior to what she said or if there had been any other callers prior to her.
Well, I can tell you what they were. If you heard Sister Desiree, I can give you the others.
I came on the very end when she was ending her call, so I didn't hear any of her requests.
Got it. So Sister Desiree.
And anyone prior to her.
Right. Sister Desiree was asking for prayer for her and her sons. Sister Leilani wanted prayer as she is witnessing to people her age. Sister Lenny was awakened from sleep twice, I believe, and if I don't have the story quite right, but there's two young men that are on her heart that she heard calling her as in a dream. So she knows the Lord wanted her to pray for them. So she's going to reach out to them. So we're going to keep in prayer. So basically, Sister Lenny had two young men that she wants to pray for. Sister Leilani wants prayer as she's witnessing to people. And Sister Desiree wanted prayer for herself and her sons. And then I think you heard everything else.
All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time. Been able to have worship this morning, knowing that your word is truth, and it is so important for us to take time throughout the day to study it and to be able to allow your spirit to teach us these truths, giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we pray for interpretation. And Lord, we thank you for everyone who has joined us on this line today who makes a committed effort to be here along with us. This is not easy to get up at 6 o'clock every morning, day in and and week out and just throughout the months and throughout the year to do this. But we know that when we do come together in united efforts of worship, that there is a power that becomes unleashed into each life and each heart, and even into our homes and our communities, because it's your Holy Spirit that works within us. And we know that it is your will and pleasure to do all that you can to help us to be true and faithful witnesses. And Lord, we want to put before you petitions. This is a week where we should be praising you and asking you for things, but certainly recognizing our God who is faithful, who is grateful, who is gracious, and who certainly can fulfill all of our need. We put before you the two young men that Sister Lenny has asked prayer for as you have awakened her to be mindful, to be reminded of their needs, whatever those needs are for these two young men, whatever they may be going through in their lives. We just pray that they can see you and will submit to you, Lord. We pray that you would be with Sister Leilani as she continue to be a witness where she's living in this current residency complex. And we just ask that you will use her to be able to win hearts into your fold. We pray for Sister Desiree's sons, asking that their lives would be transformed and turning away from the world and being transformed into your fold and to having an intimate and wonderful relationship with you, Lord. We know that as mothers continue to keep their children on the altar, you hear those cries. The cries and tears of a mother are very tender to your heart, and we thank you for that, Lord. We know that you cry those tears right along with your daughters as they're lifting their petitions before you. We pray that you will work out everything in accordance with your will. We want to pray for Sister Wanda, who was asking for more time to be allowed for her to get her class assignments in. And we pray that you will extend that time to her, Lord. Show her where that could be done. If something needs to be pushed off her schedule, her agenda for that day, then we ask that you would do that and give her the time to be committed to getting the work done. We pray that you would be with a brother who's in the nursing home, who our dear mother in Israel was asking prayer for. We don't understand all the particulars with his health, but specifically with the issue regarding his fingers that she was asking about, and him needing to make sure he can have the plant-based diet that is needed. We just ask that you will afford these opportunities to be granted to him. You have a way. You have more than a way. You have 1,000 ways of making things come about. So, Lord, we know that you have heard those petitions, and you will work with those members and even other family members of this brother to make sure that those things can be done and accomplished. And if I have missed anyone, Lord, I think I have all those. I just pray that you would just continue to be with the two missionaries that are in jail. We ask that they're released, that they can be released from jail. And we pray, Lord, that they would be able to be reunited with their family, get them back with their children. Please, Lord, that is so imperative that they raise them in the way of the Lord. And we know that that's what you want for them. And we know that you're protecting these children. But we do know that they need to be back with their parents. And their parents so desperately want their children to be back with them. And we pray for other petitions that are silent, that as we go throughout this day, that we will pause, remember these requests, and look them before you once again. Let us all have the patience of the saints, because, Lord, that's what it's going to take for us in these days. We know time is very, very short, and we really have another year from now before the next administration is announced. And we know that whoever that person is going to be, it is no doubt that the Sunday law would take place. Help us, Lord, to be ready, because you are soon to come, and things are moving ever so rapidly, even more than we think. Help us to be faithful to you and prepare us for the time of trouble that is just ahead. All things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in